you have your children are your sons and your
daughter.
Your children, if they're little, they are your boys and your
good.
I don't know whether I want to ask you this or not, but I got to. If a woman is going to have a child, you say she is expecting, or what do you say? Anything?
No, that's all I can say.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for would be called a
midwife.
And you know, they tell me midwives are coming back into practice.
They ought to, something like these doctors make difference to feed men.
I know it. I know it. And nobody can have a baby anymore without going to the hospital, yes. Can they?
Sure.
Nobody. If a boy and his father have the same appearance,
yes.
You say the boy looks
like his parents.
If a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up, you say this mother has
three boys.
Okay. She's reared or brought up. What else would you say?
Brought them up good, I heard.
Okay. To a child that's misbehaved, you may say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good
whooping. You probably need it, David.
Ooh, I reckon so. Now, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year than last year, you say Bob sure has
grown.
Bob, let's see. You could say, why, Bob has run up so fast you could almost see him.
Yeah.
See him do what?
Growing.
Oh, me. Now we're going to talk about sweet children and how you would describe your children. You say, Jane is a loving, sweet child, but Peggy is even...
She just spoiled.
Your brother's son is not called your niece, he's called your
nephew.
If a child has lost its father and mother, the child is called an
father's child.
No, yeah, a fatherless child, is that what you said?
Yeah.
If a child has lost both its father and its mother, it's been put in an institution, what would that place be where they would put them if it didn't have a mother and daddy?
In them homes, I reckon what they call those.
You don't know what they call those homes?
No.
Okay. A person that the court appoints to look after an orphan, what do you call that person?
Juvenile.
I think it's a guardian or something like that.
Yes.
Something like that. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, my hood told me about it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see now. If you decide to give a barbecue, have a big 4th of July barbecue, and you invite all the people that are related to you, you would say that you ask all of your
friends.
Not just friends, but those that are your aunts and your uncles, all your what?
Cousins.